Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio.
Today, we're getting into something that will sting a little if you're a business owner with a contact list sitting somewhere you'd rather not look at.
The article is CRM Automation Database, Why Your Customer List is Dying in a Spreadsheet, by Brett Allegray-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And Brett opens with a story. He's having coffee with a business owner, 20 years in, profitable, good business. He asks one question. How do you follow up with the people who inquire but don't buy straight away?
The guy goes quiet. Then he points at his laptop and says, honestly, they sit in a spreadsheet and a folder in my inbox, and some are on cards in a drawer.
That is painfully familiar. I'd bet that's most SMEs right now.
And Brett's point is sharp. That spreadsheet is the most valuable thing that owner has, but it's just rotting.
Here's what I find interesting about the framing, though. He doesn't say you're lazy or disorganized. He says doing this by hand is actually impossible.
Right. You cannot remember to email every new inquiry on day 1, day 3, and day 7, then chase every renewal 90 days out, then win back everyone who went quiet while also running a business. It's a systems problem, not a motivation problem.
So what is a CRM automation database, stripped back?
One place that holds every contact and every interaction, and then works your list for you. New person comes in, it welcomes them. Someone goes quiet, it nudges them. A renewal is coming up, it starts the conversation 90 days early. A customer is happy, it asks for the referral.
Same messages, same standard, sent to everyone, every time, without anyone lifting a finger.
And Brett makes a point I want to flag. This is not primarily AI. We were doing this on paper and fax machines decades ago. AI augments it, makes the writing faster and the timing smarter, but the engine underneath is automation, and automation has always paid.
So what does the system actually do? What are the campaigns?
There are 7. First is welcome, the first 7 days. Who you are, what you stand for, why you're different. Sets the foundation whether they're a prospect weighing you up or a new customer settling in. Second is nurture, ongoing, evergreen content that keeps you top of mind. Same content for prospects and customers, only the call to action changes.
So you're not maintaining 2 completely separate lists for those 2 groups?
Not for that one, no. Third is onboarding. The first 30 days after someone buys, how to get started, who to call, the terms in plain English. Brett says this is where you kill early churn and cut your support calls.
That one is underrated. Most businesses put all their energy into the sale and then just disappear.
Fourth is staying top of mind, a quarterly touch that builds genuine value. Brett uses the Michelin guide as the example. Michelin didn't shout buy tires. They published a guide that got people driving further, which wore out more tires. Give real value and the business follows.
That's a good reframe. What's fifth?
Renewal or repeat. 90, 60, and 30 days before the moment, with an incentive that feels like a genuine gift rather than a token. Sixth is reactivation, a rolling win back for people who went quiet. Brett says a proper reactivation campaign on a stale list is often the quickest revenue to recover.
Though there's a caveat on reactivation, isn't there?
Yes, and it matters. You can only reactivate people you still have permission to email. He specifically names UK GDPR, PECR, the Australian Spam Act, and Singapore's PDPA. A clean opted-in list is part of the asset. Don't blast a list you haven't touched in years without checking consent first.
Good point. And the seventh?
Referral. Your happy customers are your best salespeople. Reward both sides, make it easy, and let the CRM track everything. And Brett adds an eighth for businesses where customers can cancel or not renew. Offboarding, a graceful exit that captures why they left, makes one sensible attempt to keep them where it fits, and leaves the door open.
He uses the line, a good goodbye is a future hello. Most businesses botch the exit or skip it entirely.
And there's one thing tying all of this together. The framework doesn't change from business to business. What changes is what you put inside it. Your selling points, your ideal customer, your offers. That's where your difference lives.
So if someone's thinking this sounds complicated to set up, what does it actually take?
Less than you think. Every contact gets a few tags, their segment, which campaigns they're in, and a flag so nobody gets mailed by 2 campaigns at once. A handful of dated fields, when they started, when they were new, when they lapsed. One workflow runs each campaign. Set it up once and it runs itself.
And where do you start if you're not starting from scratch?
Start with the leak that hurts most. Leads going cold, build welcome and nurture first. Customers turning early, that's onboarding. Got a dead list you've written off? Reactivation. And Brett says watch what comes back. Pick one, get it live, then add the next.
My one action this week. Count up how many customers went quiet in the last 12 months, because that reactivation conversation is almost certainly worth having before you spend another penny on new leads.
and mine, if your contacts are scattered across a spreadsheet, a folder, and a drawer, today is the day to get them into one place. That's the starting point for everything else. Read the full article at anabu.ai. Brett's also got a free CRM campaign framework you can download there. Every campaign, the sequence, and what to prepare. And if you want this working in your own business, book a free AI audit while you're there.
Worth the read.